Three reasons why you're feeling stuck in life and how to break through. Life is full of ups and downs, and it's not uncommon to find yourself feeling stuck in certain areas, whether it's your career, relationships, personal growth, or any other aspect of your life. The feeling of being stagnant and not knowing what's going on or how to break through can be overwhelming. However, it's important to remember that feeling stuck doesn't mean that you're destined to stay where you are or that way forever. This week, we'll explore three common reasons why we feel stuck, plus some practical steps you can take to break free from the rut and start moving towards a more fulfilling and purposeful life. Why we feel stuck. Feeling stuck in life is something many people face at different points in their lives. While everyone's situation is unique, here are three possible reasons why you may feel stuck. Number one, lack of clarity and direction. One reason for feeling stuck is a lack of clarity about your goals, purpose, or direction in life. When you don't have a clear sense of what you want to achieve or where you're headed, it's easy to feel lost and stagnant. This lack of direction can lead to a sense of being stuck in a monotonous routine or feeling like you're not progressing towards anything meaningful. Number two, fear. Fear of change, failure, success, judgment, etc. Fear can be a significant factor that keeps people feeling stuck in their lives. Fear of change, failure, success, or judgment can prevent you from taking risks, exploring new opportunities, or making necessary decisions. The fear of stepping out of your comfort zone and facing uncertainty can create a sense of inertia, as it inhibits personal growth and keeps you trapped in familiar but unsatisfying circumstances. I've said many times before that the brain likes what's known, even if what's known is painful. It will rather keep you stuck in known pain than allow you to move towards potential but unknown pleasure. Number three, external pressures and expectations. Societal, cultural, and familial pressures can contribute to feeling stuck in life. External expectations and the pressure to conform to societal norms or meet others' expectations can limit your choices and lead to feelings of dissatisfaction and being trapped in unfulfilling circumstances. When you prioritize external validation or follow a predetermined path without considering your own desires and values, it can create a sense of being stuck in a life that doesn't align with your authentic self. It's important to note that these reasons are not exhaustive, and you may experience a combination of these factors or entirely different ones altogether. Seven ways to get unstuck. Overcoming the feeling of being stuck often involves self-reflection, reassessment of goals and values, seeking support from others, and taking proactive steps to make changes in your life. I love the saying, nothing changes unless you do. Number one, reflect on your current situation. The first step in getting unstuck is to take a step back and reflect on your current situation. Sit down with a pad and a pen, yes, old school, and ask yourself some thought-provoking questions. What about my current situation do I not like? What exactly is making me feel stuck? Is it lack of motivation, fear of failure, success, judgment, or the absence of a clear goal? If I was happy with my life, what would I be doing? What actions would I be taking? Understanding the root cause will help you identify the areas that need attention and change. Number two, define your goals and aspirations. Setting clear and achievable goals is vital for moving forward. Take the time to visualize what you want to achieve and establish specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound or SMART goals. Break down your larger goals into smaller milestones, making them more manageable and less overwhelming. To read more about goal setting, click the link in the article below. Number three, seek inspiration and learn. Feeling stuck can often stem from a lack of inspiration or new ideas. Explore different avenues to reignite your passion and curiosity. Read books, listen to podcasts, search YouTube, attend workshops, or join communities related to your area of interest. Engaging with like-minded individuals and exposing yourself to new perspectives can provide fresh insights and fuel your motivation. Number four, step out of your comfort zone. Stagnation often results from staying within the boundaries of your comfort zone. Push yourself to try new things, even if they initially seem daunting. Taking calculated risks and challenging yourself can open doors to opportunities and growth. Embrace uncertainty and be open to stepping into unfamiliar territory. Sometimes we just have to feel the fear and do it anyway. Another of my favorite quotes is, "Everything you ever wanted is sitting on the other side of fear." That's George Adair. Number five, break tasks into smaller steps. Large, overwhelming tasks can paralyze your progress and make you feel stuck. Break them down into smaller, more manageable steps. This approach allows you to make consistent progress, build momentum, and celebrate achievements along the way, releasing dopamine, the reward chemical, which will drive you on to do more. Remember, every small step forward counts. Number six, seek support and guidance. Don't hesitate to seek support from others when you feel stuck. Reach out to mentors, friends, family members, or a coach who can provide guidance and encouragement. Surround yourself with positive influences and individuals who have overcome similar challenges. Their wisdom and experiences can provide valuable insights and motivate you to keep going. Another great way to get unstuck is to seek out people who've already done what you want to do. Learn from them, even if it's just from books, podcasts, or YouTube. I always suggest that my clients do this. You can often avoid multiple costly mistakes by walking in the footsteps of others. Number seven, practice self-care and mindfulness. Feeling stuck can take its toll on your mental and emotional well-being. Prioritize self-care activities that rejuvenate and re-energize you. Engage in activities that bring you joy, such as exercising, practicing mindfulness, pursuing hobbies, or spending time in nature. Taking care of your overall well-being is essential for maintaining a positive mindset and gaining clarity. Conclusion: feeling stuck in life can be disheartening, but it's crucial to remember that only you have the power to change your circumstances. By reflecting on your current situation, setting clear goals, stepping out of your comfort zone, seeking support, and practicing self-care, you can break free from the rut and start making progress towards a more fulfilling and purposeful life. Embrace the journey, stay present, and believe in your ability to create positive change. Remember, even small steps forward can lead to significant transformations. What next? If you're stuck and need some help getting unstuck, contact me for a complimentary 50-minute discovery call on how I can help you. You can reach me at jo@joebanks.net. If you think this article would be helpful to others, please consider forwarding it. It takes seconds and assists me in getting this free content in front of more people. Plus, you never know who you may be helping with that small act of kindness. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to receive my weekly newsletter, which contains my latest articles, news, special offers, click the newsletter tab in the top menu. As a thank you, you'll receive free access to my 30-page mini course on how to hack your happy hormones. As always, thank you for your continued support.